The WSU School of Biological Sciences study looked at zebrafish that were exposed to very low levels of methylmercury, which occurs in nature when mercury is metabolized by small organisms. It found that the toxic effects of exposure were passed on not only to their offspring, but also the third generation of zebrafish. The toxic effects were neurological and included abnormal locomotion, impaired vision, and hyperactivity. WSU researcher Michael Skinner says while the study looked at fish, future studies will look at mammals to determine if the same toxic effects can be passed on to humans who've never been exposed to mercury.
What this study showed is if you were to reproduce, and you could pass this on to your children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren, essentially, even though they never see the mercury, they're carrying this abnormality with them, and it's in the form of what's called epigenetics, this changing of chemical modifications to the DNA that's in the sperm or egg that could pass this on to subsequent generations.
Skinner says mercury is present as a toxin in our environment through several sources, like the burning of coal. It can make its way to humans through eating fish, like tuna, that have been exposed to the heavy metal. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.